This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Maniro akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare maniro anhasi uri musi wemugovera kubvumbi 2016. Makateerera kustudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa nestudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne15775 kHz pashortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti hezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Sangano revakarwa hondo rinoti harisi kufara nezviri kuitwa nemakurukota maviri vaJonathan Moyo navaSevia Kasukuere. Izvi zviri kuuya pamberi pemusangano uri kuita vakarwa hondo ava nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe.
Saka takavaudza mapurisa kuti kana takumbokai tirega kuda kuti zviringane mashaka enyu kana kutaura kwenyu, ngatione kuuya muripo. Wanzi uya kana waperekedza muchati hausi wemuchati, tirega kukumbira zvipo. Vakainzwa shokwe.
Mumiriri weMTCT kukuwadzana East vaNelson Chamisa voita musangano munzvimbo yavanomiririra mangwana. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kustudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Sangano revakarwa hondo reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association nasi riri kutanga kunyoresa vanhu vachapinda musangano nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kuCity Sports Center muHarare kutanga nemusi wechipiri kusvika musi wechina. Vanhu vanosvika chiuru gumi vakarwa hondo iri sununguko ndivo vari kutarisirwa kupinda musangano uyu, umo vari kutarisirwa kutaura nhunha dzavo. Vakarwa hondo ava vanotivo havasi kufara nemashandiro emamwe makurukota ehurumende akaita sava Jonathan Moyo navaSevia Kasukuere, avo vanoti vari kuita zveuori nekukonzera nyonga-nyonga mubato. Nyaya yevaviri ava inonzi ichakurukurwa pamusangano uyu. Hatina kukwanisa kubata vaMoyo kana vaKasukuere kuti tinzwe divi ravo. Asi tabata mutauriri weZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia.
Tine urongwa kana kuti urongwa hwanenge tipa chirungu structure, saka ivavo ndivo vanounza vanhu vanobva kumadistrict edu.
Ndeapi mamwe matambudziko amuri kuda kuti anga achitaurwa wapa nevakarwa hondo?
Magariro edu nezvinhu zvatinofanira kuwana zvinobva mubumbiro remutemo kana kuti act yevarwiri vorusununguko zvanga zvisisiri kufamba zvakanaka. Uye nesuwo tine kufunga kwekuti tiri vanhu vanofanira kugamuchirwa. Isu ndisu vari temusangano.
Saka muchiri kusimbirira here kuti mamwe makurukota amusi kuwirirana nawo aabviswe mubato kana kuti mazvisendeka parutivi?
Vanotovane rombo rakanaka rokuti vana vaMugabe vatinonyara vakanga vachitungamirira mauto esaya. Kana dai taive isusu tinonzi tiripo muzhinji hwedu, vazhinji vavo nuuori hwavainawo vana Kasukuere naJonathan Moyo. Tingadai takavaburitsa kare kare, takaziva nezvavo kare, nezvekushata kwavo kare, zvose tozviziva. Bari taizvisiya kumukuru wenyika kuti atungamiri atongese maonero aanozviita.
Mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia vari parunare muHarare. Direct from Washington, the Voice of America. Mumiriri wekuwadzana East mudare reparamende vaNelson Chamisa mangwana vari kutarisirwa kuita musangano munzvimbo yavanomirira yekuwadzana East. Musangano uyu uri kuitirwa kukuwadzana 4 Park pamuti. Kuti tinzwe zvizere nezvemusangano uyu tabata vaChamisa.
Musangano wedu wesondo ndewekuparura zvanga zvichiitika kuparamende, ndewekuparura zviri kuitika munharaunda munzvimbo dzinogara vagari maererano nezvemvura, maererano nezvechikafu, magetsi nezvimwe zvakadaro daro zvepokugara. Tinozoparurazve mamiriro akaita nyika kuti vanhu vanga vachionera vaite muonera pamwe kuti zvazvadai patasvika pakaoma kudai chichoitwa nokuti tose toparara nenhamo tononga sose nemuromo taona chamutava nhava yangova njori njori hapana unogara ibata mupupi bata murefu ndonyaya yanetsa munyika saka toda kutionesane nokuti pane maziso ese akawanda pane kuona kwakajeka ndozvatoda kutione tiite mukomberano
asi muri kubvumidzwa here kuita musangano yakadai nekuti tiri kuona mapurisa achimbomisa mimwe musangano ine chekuita nezvematongerwo enyika
isusu takataurira mapurisa akanga achimboda kutipa munhondo pamusasa tikati zvose zvamakutaura zvehandizvo isu tiri kutaura nyaya yebumbiro remutemo rinokodzero yekuti vanhu vasangane naizvozvo ndakavabudisira magwaro emutemo wavanga vasingakunge vanzwa kuti unofamba sei kuti ndo zvinongosungirwa chete tikukokei wakokwa kunhimbe hazvirevi kuti wakuti nhimbe iyoyo ngaikonde wakokwa kumuchato hazvirevi kuti chinda unoba ringi yemuchato saka takavaudza mapurisa kuti kana takukokai chirega kuda kuti zviringa nemashaka enyu kana kutaura kwenyu ngatione kuuya muripo wanzi huya kana waperekedza muchato hausi wemuchato chirega kukumbira zvipo vakainzwa shokwe
mumiriri wekuwadzana East mudare reparamende vaNelson Chamisa vari parunare muHarare
pane madhemu akangosiyana-siyana mawangari mumafurazi aya ndiwo atiri kunyanya kushandisa iri kungoti papurazi ipapo vanhu varipo toona kuti pane mvura neirrigation equipment iripo then government iri kuya ichibatsira kana pasina matractor voprovide matractor kana pachidiwa macenter pivot vopa macenter pivot
svondo rinouya tinenge tiri kumazoe south tichiita hurukuro nemumiriri wenzvimbo iyi vafortune chasi muchirongwa chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa tine hurukuro navakennedy masie gweta rinoshanda nesangano rezimbabwe lawyers for human rights nezvemisangano yavari kuita nevanhu kumaruwa ekuhurungwe kumashonaland west province
vanhu vari kufara chaizvo kuti at least patiri kuuya isusu semagweta tiri kuya tichinyatsokuvarongera tichataurira mutemo nenzira yakajeka kwavari and tichiona futi zvekare kuti nzvimbo idzi dzakati semaruwa inzvimbo dzekuti nyange masaisai chaiwo chaiwo angati zbc kana kuti nyange ematv inzvimbo dzaasingasviki saka isusu tichibvawo kutowns kwati tichibvawo ko tichienda kumaruwa ikoko vanhu vari kufara chaivo chaizvo bhozi vari kuti at least tirikukwanisa kuwana mukana wokusangana nemagweta vachipenenzira pamusoro pemutemo uyo wavanga vasingazivi
ko zvimo zvavari kusimudza panyaya dzekodzero ndezvipi
kuhurungwe vanga vachichema vachiti local authority district local authority iri kutyora kodzero dzavo pakuti pane vanhu vatoe nenguva vatoe panzvimbo yekuti vada kutobviswa munzvimbo iyoyo kuti vapeve wei kune yavangati investor angawanikwa neroyal council saka vanga vachitochema chekuti vanga vasingatozivi kuti muconstitution chanti vanhu mune kodzero yekuti hapana munhu achabviswa panzvimbo yaari kugara pasina court order saka patakatotora nyaya panzvimbo idzodzo dzekuti tiri kutoapurocha zvekare mumatare dzemosva tichisika yatinongati interdict kuti kanzuimise zvairi kuita
hamusi kusangana here nematambudziko ekuti dzimwe nguva munorambidzwa kuita musangano kana kuti dzimwe nguva vanhu vanotya kuti vauye kuzosangana nemi
ya tichifamba kunzvimbo idzodzo chaichinonyotsa zvekare chakabudisa nevanhu ndechekuti nyange isusu patakasvika takatopota taonekwa senekuda maybe tiri kufamba nerimwe bato kakuti tiri kurekera kune rimwe bato kusvika tatozovaudza kuti aiwa isi tiri magweta anofamba achizivisa vanhu zvekutoti patakangozotaura ende pawakazoona kuti vanhu avava vanhu vavatoyazodidzisa ndokutozosungunuka kwavanenge vatozoita saka nyaya yangachinyanyonesa ndeyekuti vamwe vaitotya vakatozotaura pachena tatovatozoona kuti aya magweta kuti isi taitotya kubuda pachena tifungidza kuti maybe tinongokwanisa kuzonyorwa mazita kana kuti tozonyima zvekudya because ikoko chanyanya chema chema chene nevanhu yekuti kudya chaivo chaivo kunoya kuchinzi uyo wakarerekera kupi ende kana usina kurerekera ikoko hapana chaunowana takando zvinozvinzwa tikufamba chimuona kuti nyaya dzekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuassociatawo zviri freely zvinhu zviri kunetsa kuti vanokwanisa kutaurawo futi zviri freely vachitaurawo matambudziko avo zvinhu zviri kunetsa.
VaKennedy Masie vanoshanda nesangano remagweta reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vanga vari parunare vari kuhurungwe kumashonaland West Province.
We love y'all. Saverio. Yeah. Tete Precious. Now we're Chief Chiyango. My Isabel. Yeah, man. Ndafadza my sister. Ndafadza munhu wese masvita. Doro tadira bazita fadza vari bazita fadza kana ma ancestors. Yeah. Waya, waya.
Inini ndinoitwa Shintoman, a.k.a. Romeo Anthony the Dancer. Fada. Makaterera Studio 7. Waya, waya.
Muza waya, waya. Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichimboenda kuchirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi chatinopakurirwa naMarvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Ndino kuchingamidzai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Muhlanganya uye ndiri muWashington. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tiine hurukuro namuzvare Tariro Tandi vanovagweta uye vanoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association. Muzvare Tandi mumwe weavo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakasarudzwa kuti vange vari pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders chichaitirwa imo muno muAmerica gore rino. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Tariro Tandi.
Tatenda zvikuru, ndinofarawo kuve nemi pachirongwa chinoichi.
Muzvare Tariro, tinoona kuti imi makadomwa semumwe achange ari pachirongwa Mandela Washington Fellowship munguva inotevera. Timbotitsanangurewo kuti zvinorevei kwamuri izvi.
Ndingati zvinhu zvakandifadza nekuti zvinhu zvandandagara ndichizvitarisira kuti ndikawana mukana wekuenda ndichinodzidza pamwe chete nevamwe vatungamiriri vemuAfrica vakasiyana siyana. Ndichawanawo zvimwe zvinhu zvandichabata ikoko zvandichauya kunokumba ndigozvishandisa kuti ndivandudze upenyu hwevana nevanhukadzi vemunyika yangu inei yeZimbabwe. Saka pandakawana ndapuwa mukana uyu ndakanzwa kufara zvikuru. Sezvo ndakabva ndatarisa kumberi kwacho ndikaona kuti ndine basa guru randine kana kuti ndichiite izvozvi kuti ndivanikwendiri ndinova ndidzokuni vevanhukadzi nevana. Saka ipapa ndapuwa chero, ndapuwa mukana wekuti ndichikwanise kuti pandinodzoka, pandinoenda ndikanodzidza zvandinodzidza, pandinodzoka ndiwanike ndiri ndinowedzerera pane zvandanga ndichiita nekubudikidza nezvandinenge ndadzidza.
Muri kutarisirwa kunge muchiuya iko kuno kuAmerica rini uyezve muri kuenda kunzvimbo dzipi?
Ndikutarisirwa kunge tichisunga musi wa17 June. Inini pari zvino ndinenge ndiri kuUniversity of Illinois ndokwandinenge ndiri. Handisati tanyatoziva kuti tichanyatsozofamba sei pamavhiki esatinenge tiri ikoko.
Tiri ipapo imi munoshanda sagweta, mungatitsanangura kuti basa ripi ramuri kuita imomo munyika?
Inini ndinobata ndiri kuZimbabwe Women Lawyers Association. Iri ibato rinoedza kusimudzira kodzero dzevana nemadzimai. Zvikuru sei takatarisana pamusoro penyaya dzekuti vakwanise kuve neaccess kujustice. Takatarisa nyaya dzekuti vaende kumakoti, nyaya dzavo vawane vanhu vanovamiririra. Nekuti kazhinjizhinji vanhukadzi nevana vanenge vasina mikana yakaenzana kubudikidza nenyaya dzemari kuti vazenge vachikwanisa kunozvimiririra kumatare edzimhosva. Saka bato reZimbabwe Women Lawyers Association rinoshanda nemadzimai nevana richipa legal aid pachena. Saka magweta anoshanda ari kubato iri anomiririra madzimai pachena uyezve kuvapa rudzidziso pamusoro pemitemo irimo munyika. Takatarisana izvozvi nebumbiro redu idzare mitemo, vanhu vakawanda vasati vakuriziva.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai muzvare Tariro Tandi. Avo vanoshanda ivo musangano reZimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington.
Tinotenda Marvelous iko zvinotochienda kuna Jonga achitipa chirongwa upenyu wedu Our Lives.
Ndambirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu cheupenyu hwedu umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvedzin'anga dziri kushambadza mabasa adzinoita kuburikidza nemapepa nhau vachitaurawo zvakawanda zvavanokwanisa kuita zvakafanana nekupa mishonga yeraki, mishonga yekutsvaka mari nekuwanisa kana zvidhoma zvavanoti tumashort boys nezvimwe zvakangowanda. Muhurukuro yedu tina sekuru Prince Mutandi Sivanda vanove munyori anona nezvedzidzo muboka reZinata. Tinogamuchirai nemufaro sekuru Sivanda.
Vakadi vatereri.
Aiva kuno takasimba sekuru. Ndotanga nekutongo kubvunzai nyaya iri kunetsa yatinoona mapepa naumu vakawanda vachiisa maadverts kana kushambadza kuti ing'anga dzinorapa zvemandiriri vanoda kuti vawane mishonga ingava yeraki, mishonga yekuti vadive nemadzimai yekuita mari. Mungatudza kuti zvakamira sei mashandiro anofanira kunge achiita ng'anga?
Tingati un'anga unofamba nemaassociation. Tingati vamwana vamuembavha dziri kuwanika. Tingati hakuno kunoshayika mbavha kana mapoka ese tikange tichitarisa kurowanikwa dzimwe nhubu. Urapo wechivanhu hauite saizvozvo mutsika dzedu isusu.
Asi ivo vana chiremba ivo kana ng'anga idzo vari kushambadza mumapepa umu zviri pamutemo here zvavari kuita izvozvo?
Kune vamwe kwavo kasi vamwe vacho vari kurasika havasiri ivo. Avamwe vanoshambadza vachizvishambadza mumapepa ava vazhinji vacho matsotsi.
Asi iwo mutemo wakamira papi muZimbabwe panyaya yekuti munhu aanga achiita un'anga kana kuti achirapa achiita zvechivanhu izvozvi anofanira kungoti munhu paamukira mangwanani akutongosvikirwa orapa kana kuti akuziva mishonga orapa kana kuti anofanira kuwana kumwe kwaanononyoresa kungava kuhurumende kana kune mamwe mapoka?
Tingati muboka redu revarapi tinobata urapi uyo tinosiyana mabasa. Tine vanhu vakafanana nambuya nyamukuta, tine maherbalist vanoti vaye vanoziva mishonga chete. Varapi vese kasi vanorejistwa neZinata kwaya maspiritual healers. Saka zvatinoita kuti isusu kwedu kuZinata semamiriro atinoita nokuti maassociation tati one day kwaane mamwe ako asi indotaura ndirekanangana neboka rekwedu chete. Kwedu isu tinototanga taona kuti munhu uyu ndiye here ane kodzero yacho. Tine vanongorora, tine department rinoona nerelegal rinoona kuti urapi unoitwa nemunhu uyu ndiwo here chaiwo. Kune vamwe vataangosangana navo vaakunyorwa mapepa kasi vachibva kune mamwe association. Zimai redu iTraditional Medical Council under Minister of Health.
Saka sekuru Sivanda, munhu anogona hake kusada kuve nhengo yeTraditional Medical Council iyoyo kana kuve nhengo yeZinata oshanda hake asina kwaakanyoresa, mutemo unobvumidza?
Malaisensi aanenge achipractisa nawo ekucouncil anofanira kunge anayo. Malaisensi ariko ari kushanda mazuva ano ari valid for 1 year.
Saka munhu akanga achirapa asina resinesi iroro pane matanha anotorwa here nekuti haana hake kuda kujoina kana kupinda mumasangano?
Anotosungwa nekuti haungoita usina sangano rwavo karerekera.
Aiwa, tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu uye tinokutendai zvikuru sekuru Sivanda nekuwana nguva yekutaura nesu pachirongwa chedu. Onekai zvenyu vateereri.
Mosara zvakanaka kavateereri.
Manga makateerera kuna sekuru Prince Mutandi Sivanda vanove nhengo yeZinata muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa kuti tosangana nazvo muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipiwa neni Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ngatisanganei zvakare svondo rinouya.
Tinotenda Jonga, sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare. Sangano revakarwa hondo reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association rinoti richaudza vamugabe kuti harisi kufara nemashandiro emakurukota mairi vaJonathan Moyo navaSevia Kasukuere. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange munesu zvakare mangwana. Anokonekai nemufaro, ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu. Ndokusiyai muina Gibbs Dube munhau dzechirungu. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, April 2nd, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. Botswana tightens screws on Zimbabweans living in that country.
If you have a neighbor like Zimbabwe and the situation is affecting you, you have to take some further steps to make sure that you protect your own interests and your own people.
Zimbabweans say the country should identify perpetrators of political violence.
We have to deal with injustices which were committed after the war of liberation. Now, we are also silenced in many ways by some of the things that happened even after our war of liberation.
And as usual, we will focus on women's issues. Stay tuned. Recent developments increasingly point to a Botswana government growing weary of the economic meltdown in Zimbabwe. From the recently introduced shoot-to-kill-stray Zimbabwean cattle to suggesting Zimbabwe prison inmates should serve terms in their own country, Botswana's agitation is coming to the fore, as our correspondent Martin Ngwenya reports.
Botswana has always maintained cordial relations with Zimbabwe despite bearing the burden of an influx of illegal immigrants from its neighbor. An estimated 1,000 Zimbabweans cross into Botswana daily for shopping, but critically to look for jobs which have proved elusive in their homeland. With the economic slowdown in Zimbabwe showing no signs of abating, Botswana is fast showing signs of agitation. Botswana recently announced that it would shoot to kill stray Zimbabwean cattle as it fights the resurfacing foot and mouth disease which has persisted over the years. The spread of the disease is blamed on illegal immigrants who cut the fence along the country's two borders, thereby allowing animals to roam free. Other immigrants illegally cross with fruits and vegetables for resale, in the process carrying across the fruit fly, which causes crop diseases. Botswana has suggested that the more than 500 Zimbabweans incarcerated at these various prisons should be sent back to their homeland to serve the remainder of their sentences. Political commentator Tato Giring says Botswana is being affected by the meltdown in Zimbabwe.
Botswana is getting affected because of the situation in Zimbabwe. And now they are tightening up their chairs with the shoot-to-kill, the recent illegal immigrants crisis, and lately the foot-and-mouth outbreak. The same situation is so affecting Botswana, that's why they're tightening the situation.
He argues that the moves taken by Botswana are in the interest of its citizens.
It's understandable what Botswana is doing at the moment, because if you have a neighbor like Zimbabwe and the situation is affecting you, you have to take some further steps to make sure that you protect your own interests and your own people.
Zimbabwean Mr. Clement Zibanani feels as long as the situation in his country persists, the challenges will remain, arguing the solution lies within Zimbabwe.
This is a sign of frustration that Zimbabwe is really taking too long to resolve its economic challenges. And there are, you know, spillovers into the neighboring countries, which really are not really good for the region. It will be in the interest of the country to move fast in resolving issues that are of an economic nature that are actually making other countries feel the serious challenges.
His fellow countryman Farais Banda says it is unfortunate that it is the ordinary people who feel the pinch, but believes it's a clear message to the Harare authorities to clean up their mess, which is now affecting neighboring countries.
It's unfortunate that the situation in Botswana is getting a bit tighter, especially on individuals. But it comes back again to the issue that Zimbabwe as a country should be addressing this issue on a formal note as to why the economic structure and political situations taking place the way it is at the moment.
At times, Botswana has been the lone critical voice, particularly at Southern African Development Community meetings, with President Ian Khama praised for his candid views. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Martin Gwenya in Havron, Botswana.
While the government of Zimbabwe failed to pay doctors and nurses their 2015 bonuses on Thursday, it was put on with payouts to police on Friday. Health workers will now get their bonuses next Thursday, while teachers and other civil servants will get theirs on April 30th, according to Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa. The failure to pay doctors and nurses comes at a time when a shortage of doctors has forced Mpilo and Harare Central Hospitals to shut down their outpatient departments. Opposition People's Democratic Party Deputy President Sam Sipepa Nkomo tells a reporter Ntungamile Nkomo that the failure to address the doctor's situation clearly shows that the ZANU-PF government is in trouble.
No shortage of doctors in Zimbabwe. We have so many doctors. The output from our institutions is quite good. The only shortage is the policy deficiencies of Robert Gabriel Mugabe and the ZANU-PF. In fact, that they can't even take care to make sure that people have proper contracts and the people are employed properly, people are paid properly. That's our biggest problem. The biggest problem in Zimbabwe is not the drought, because the drought would have been planned for and managed. It's not the health, it's not the closing of our patients, because there would be no such thing if there was a government that cared for its people.
Yesterday, the government failed to pay nurses and doctors their 2015 bonuses. But today it managed to pay police theirs. Is this a case of misplaced priorities or nothing amiss?
First of all, this government has no money. They are broke. This government is broke. Even when the government is broke, Mugabe will still fly away and take millions of dollars. But they just don't have money.
Opposition People's Democratic Party Deputy President Sam Sipepa Nkomo on the line with reporter Ntungamile Nkomo from Harare.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This month we are commemorating Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. The 18th of April, 1980. What are your memories of that moment? And what about 36 years later? Share your thoughts with us by sending us a voice recording on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again is 001-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.
Some Zimbabweans who recently attended a national healing meeting convened by Heal Zimbabwe say perpetrators of violence need to apologize to victims so that there can be peace in the nation. They also say the Peace and Reconciliation Commission is a toothless organization. Our correspondent Patricia Mutatigwa has more in this second edition of a two-part series on peace and reconciliation.
According to Professor Rudoga Idzanwa, impunity given to perpetrators of violence is what has resulted in the continuous violation of some citizens by others.
We have to deal with injustices which were committed after the war of liberation. Now, we are also silenced in many ways by some of the things that happened even after our war of liberation. We know about the 5th Brigade, right? And it's one of the silences that we are also going to have to deal with. It's not surprising that Gukura Hundi took place, precisely because we have had a very long history of impunities historically. We had impunities where people who didn't participate in strikes would be punished. We had impunities where people who didn't collaborate would be beaten. We had impunities where those who did collaborate were killed and so forth. So really, we have a lot of issues that we need to deal with. And of course, after Gukura Hundi, we also didn't ever deal with the truth.
Constitutional law expert Professor Love Momaduku blamed the Constitution for failure to effectively provide for a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. He said, if the Constitution does not work, even the law to operationalize the commission will not work. He said, The National Peace and Reconciliation Bill also has some sections that are ultra vires the Constitution.
You cannot get from this bill that which you lost from this Constitution. That's the truth. If you lost something here and you put it here, it ties your hands. All what this thing can do is to try and make the Constitution work. But if the Constitution itself does not work, do not expect the bill to work.
Section 251 of the Constitution provides for the creation of the NPRC, whose chairperson and 8 other members should be appointed by the President after consultations with the Judicial Services Commission and Parliament's Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. The commissioners have already been appointed, and former Speaker of Parliament, Cyril Ndebele, leads the commission. The bill to operationalize the commission has passed through Parliament's first reading. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A Vietnamese court convicted and sentenced Nguyen Hu Vinh and his colleague, Nguyen Thi Minh Thieu, on March 23rd under Article 258 of the Penal Code for allegedly abusing the rights to freedom and democracy to infringe upon the interests of the state. Nguyen Hu Vinh, also known as An Ba Sam, was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Nguyen Thi Minh Thieu was given a 3-year sentence. Both have been in custody since May 2014. Nguyen Hu Vinh, a former police officer and party member, started the blog An Ba Sam in 2007, publishing articles and commentaries on Vietnamese political, social, economic, and cultural issues. In a statement released March 23rd, the United States Embassy in Vietnam said the U.S. is deeply concerned by the Vietnamese government's conviction and the sentencing of the bloggers, noting that the use of criminal provisions by Vietnamese authorities to penalize individuals peacefully exercising their right to freedom of expression is disturbing. These convictions appear to be inconsistent with the right to freedom of expression and freedom of the press provided for in Vietnam's constitution and with Vietnam's obligations under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and other international commitments. The United States calls on the government of Vietnam to release unconditionally these two individuals, as well as other prisoners of conscience, and allow all Vietnamese to express their views peacefully without fear of retribution.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. As usual, it's now time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Forum, we're gladly joined by Tariro Tandi, a lawyer who is working with the Zimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association. Tariro Tandi is one of the young Zimbabweans who was selected for the 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young Leaders to be a fellow, and she will be traveling to Washington in June. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Tariro. We understand you're one of the lucky Zimbabweans that were selected to be on the YALI 2016. Tell us about this. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Tariro Tandi.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tariro, you were one of the lucky young Zimbabweans who were chosen to be part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young Leaders for this year. Tell us about that.
It's actually a great pleasure for me to have been selected as one of the fellows that is going to represent Zimbabwe. It really came as an excitement because I've really been hoping and wishing for this opportunity to come my way. And it's actually a blessing for me because I think I'm going to learn a lot from this experience, learning from other African leaders in a way that will make me become a better leader, even sharpen my leadership skills, and then come back home and practice everything that I will have learned in a way that benefits Zimbabwean women and children.
Tell us about your work. You are a lawyer and you are with the Zimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association. Tell us a little bit about that. How does it help women, especially?
especially?
Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association is an organization that ensures that women and children are able to access justice. So what Zwala does is that it has lawyers who provide legal services for free without asking for any payment from women and children, knowing that women in most instances do not have the financial capacity to be able to pay for a lawyer, or at times they do not even have the know-how of what the law says, what their rights are.
What made you to decide to go into this line of work?
Most of the experiences that I had when I was growing up in, you know, rural Zimbabwe, growing up as a girl, maturing into a woman, and all the challenges that I faced, that I saw even my mom facing as I was growing up. I always say I think I was a feminist even when I was really young, because that's where I experienced a lot of things that I was able to say, this is something that is not right necessarily. So the experiences that I had made me look at working towards the cause of ensuring that women and children's rights are protected and promoted from an early age.
Can you share what some of these experiences were that touched you so much that you decided that you were going to go into law and help other women?
Some of my experiences were that my mother was disinherited when my father died. We didn't benefit anything from my father, so we were left to live as paupers when my father was a businessman. And then I was also read as I was growing up, and that has always had an impact on me, because that's when I realized that society was very cruel and harsh towards women and children. And that is what made me look at myself and decide that I need to ensure that in my adult life, I work towards ensuring that the rights of women and children are protected and promoted.
Tariro, but you haven't let your challenges bring you down. We see that you have been on a journey of weight loss, and also you just competed in the Two Oceans Marathon in Cape Town. Tell us about that. What made you decide to take that route?
You know, I never used to run, Marvel. I remember even when I started my weight loss journey, my trainer used to ask me to run one round. That's like 400 meters. I just would not be able to do it. I would cry and cry and cry. But now I've actually found so much solace from running. And running the Two Oceans Marathon, I was sick. Everyone back home really thought, this one is stubborn. She's just going to Cape Town, but she's not going to be able to run. So I did run. I gave it my all. It was such an emotional process. And after getting my medal, getting hold of it, I actually felt like, yes, Tari, you've done it.
Time is not on our side. Thank you, Tariro Tandi of the Zimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association, for having been our guest here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Join me again next week when I'll be looking at other issues affecting women.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. We hope you are going to have a good weekend. Music of Thomas Mafumo coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Now to recap today's top stories. Botswana has tightened screws on Zimbabweans living in that country, and Zimbabweans say the country should identify perpetrators of political violence. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gandhi. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube. Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomgqibelo mhlaka 2 Mabasa 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Alingali tshona njani zulukandaba ulamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Hayi singaboni judgment yikho lapho sesiyathatha isinqumo sokuthi senzani next ngoba vele impilo yayo khona iqalisa ayikayi indawo vele.
USenator Matson Hlalo ufunga iJoy esithi vele impi yomdeni kubandla le MDCT ayikaqali.
Yeah, uhlelo lolu luhamba kanje okokuqala iward kumele sibone ukuthi ilama members afika amakhulu amabili 200 abantu xa labo bantu bangabakhona sebehlala phansi sebevumelana nje ukuthi hayi kwengani uzibane uyo ngasikhokhela abe ngushadow councillor.
Ibandla le-People's Democratic Party lithi lokhu liphakathi kokhetho lwamakhansila.
Singaza ke sithi izifuyo zisengozini okwakhathesi hhayi sezisilile lezi ezingawanga ngesikhathi esiyana hhayi asozawa futhi khathesi.
Lanxa izulu liphuzile ukuna esigabeni seMathebeleland South okufe khona izifuyo eziningi sekulobubelo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. USenator Matson Hlalo ufunga iJoy esithi vele impi yomdeni kubandla leMDCT ayikaqali. Lokhu kulandela ukulahlelwa kwesicelo sokuthoniswa ngesiphangiphangi okodaba lapho adinga ukuphiwa imvumo umthethwandaba ukubuyela kubandla leMDCT lapho agxotshwa khona. Sixoxe laye uHlalo ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Kanti ngaza ke ngikhulume ngaso kakhulu ngoba angikaboni ukuthi okuthiwe ngujaji kuyini. I-judgment yakhona sikayiboni isasizwa kuthiwa iku-typing pool.
Kodwa okwakhathesi kuyini okuzaba kusenzakala ngesikhathi umelele ukuthi uyibone i-judgment?
Hayi singaboni i-judgment yikho lapho sesiyathatha isinqumo sokuthi senzani next ngoba vele impilo yayo khona iqalisa ayikayi indawo vele.
Nxa usithi yimpi, yimpi labo bani?
Impi le labantu labo abangalandeli abangena ezintweni ezilama constitution abangayilandeliyo bekhokhelwa nguThokozane Khuphi labanye bakhe.
Manje nxa kuyikuthi kungathathwa isinqumo sokubana ungabuyele ebandleni uxotshwe uzenzani?
Hayi mina kanti into le ayisiyo yami yinto yabantu njalo abantu yibo abathi sithathe lesi sinqumo sebebonile ukuthi ebandleni akula justice. Ya ungaze uphambanise bakuphambanise kulabanye abavunyelwayo ukuphambanisa abanye njoba lisizwa kwesikhathi kuthiwa kulabanye abasemakhoti abachaya abantu.
Ngobani njalo ngobani abachayiwe?
Kulabantu singathi thina kulabantu abangadlula 6 abasemakhoti abakumthethwandaba abanye bakhona namakhansela akobulawayo achaya abantu bethayela ukuthi indaba kuthiwa abantu indaba bebuza ngokuthi kumele kulandele i-court ruling yokuthi uBanda kwathiwa angaze akabe ngu-chairman webulawayo province. Abantu bachaywa bethayelwa khonoko ukuthi indaba bekhuluma ngokuthi uBanda kasiye-chairman ngenxa yokuthi i-court yadinga yarule ukuthi ngamelanga ukuthi abe khona e-chairman e-province ngoba engelamnyaka imali efunakalayo engumuntu owakumele ukuthi aluba wayeke wasiva kwenye i-district kumbe ku-branch umuntu nje osuka from nowhere engaze vele abe ku-branch engaze abe ku-ward afika ukuthi engumuntu esekhokhela i-province yikho esakwalayo yikho yilicala lami eselenze kwathiwa sengixotshwa ebandleni mina kuthi iphikiselani khonokho.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Matson Hlalo oyengusenator wesigaba semakhokhova ekubandla leMDCT ubekhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 ekwobulawayo. Ibandla lePeople's Democratic Party lithi lokhu liphakathi kohlelo lokukhetha amakhansila. Lolu hlelo lukhangelelwe ukuchela luye kulabo abafuna ukukhethwa ukuba ngamalunga edale lePhalamende. Sixoxele siphathamandla sebandla lePeople's Democratic Party umnumzana Edwin Ndlovu ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
luhamba kuhle uhlelo lwethu lokuthetha esithi ngesilungu ngama-shadow councillors ayiwo azabe esebenza lezakhamizi ekhangela ihlelo okumele zenziwe ezigabeni kumawadi bebona ukuthi bayakhulumisana ke lalabo abayibo ama-councillors akhona ukuthi kambe kubambe kanjani. Sinika abantu bethu ithuba lokuthi khona bakhangele bakhompeye ukuthi ukhansela ukhona lalaba nxa bengangena kambe osebenza labantu nguphi. Sinika-ke abantu ukuthi bakhangele bakhompeye njalo balethe lezikhalazo zabo kuma-shadow councillors ethu ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi abezanu bazesebenza lama-supporters ama-members ezanu p f abemdct labesenza okunjalo kumbe kule msebenzi kumawadi babeqhatha naleyo ndlela. Kho-ke sikhetha-ke thina abantu abasozobakhetha uhlangothi abazasebenzela-ke abantu ezigabeni ezikhona kumawadi.
Ngamafitshane ungasitshela ukuthi uhlelo lelu luhamba njani? Asithi mina nginje ngifuna ukuba ngukhansela kuyahamba njani?
Ye, uhlelo lolu luhamba kanje. Okokuqala, iwadi kumele sibone ukuthi ilama-members afika 200, 200 abantu. Nxa labo bantu bangabakhona sebehlala phansi sebevumelana ukuthi hayi sibone ngani uzibane nguye ongasikhokhela abe ngu-shadow councillor kumbe yena lowo obone senelisa nguye ongabuye ebantwini athi kambe libona njani-ke bantu ngiyena ngiyifisa ukuthi ngibe ngu-shadow councillor wenu kambe lithini liyavumelana lakho yini kwenziwa nje kuhle ngeconsensus. Nxa kungavunyelwana-ke lowo muntu usenguye-ke osesebenza-ke labantu kumawadi ngesesebenza lezakhamizi emawadini yena lawo.
Sizwa kuthiwa lingaqeda ukukhetha okhansila selizakhetha ama-members of parliament, ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani ngohlelo lolo lwama-members of parliament?
Yolu hlelo lwama-members of parliament ke luzalandela nxa sesiqede lolo lwamawadi lwamakhansela ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi abantu kumbe imisebenzi eminingi ebantwini ikhona kumawadi hathi ku-member of parliament. Ku-member of parliament ikhangela indawo ezinkulu yikho siqhakathekise kakhulu laba abasebenza labantu yibo kambe sizafika isikhathi sokukhetha-ke ama-shadow members of parliament-ke kodwa-ke lokhu sokukhaleleke ukwenza-ke umnyaka ususeyaphela sesiqedile kwama-councillors ngoba yiwo esiwaqhakathekisayo. Nakho-ke kuzahlala phansi ama-district members bayenza i-consensus la ngoba khetha ukuthi hhayi uzibana aba nguye-ke u-shadow member of parliament wethu ongabe kumela-ke iy'ndingo-ke zethu-ke njengabantu esigabeni esithile ngoba i-constituency ethile. Yikho-ke alwenza lalo lolo hlelo kodwa kathesi-ke salukhangela kakhulu lwamawadi ngoba emawadini yikho kusebantwini khona.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Edwin Ndlovu, isiphathamandla sebandla le-People's Democratic Party, ubekhuluma le-Studio 7 ecingweni ekoBulawayo. Lanxa izulu liphuzile ukuna esigabeni seMathabeleland South okufe izifuyo eziningi, khona sekulebubelo. Izulu liqale ukuna ngenyanga edluleyo lana okuzwayo kodwa bese liphuzile ngoba izilimo bese zichile njalo izifuyo eziningi zafa. Sixoxele sakhamuzi seGwanda umnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Gqa kodwa ayinalaya ngkholo hayi okokosa ye.
Zona izifuyo ke?
Hayi izifuyo hayi sezihlambulukile eziningi indawo eziningi hayi sezihlambulukile ngoba amadlelo aseraithi la manzi akhona utshani bahluma. Hayi izifuyo zingathi ziyacazimula kweziyindawo sibili. Singaza ke sithi izifuyo zisengozini okwakhathesi hayi sezisilile. Lezi ezingawanga ngesikhathi esiyana hayi asozawa futhi khathesi.
Okokuthi ubona kuyisimo esingaqhubeka kuze kuyefika isikhathi sezulu njalo?
Hayi angikholwa ngoba ukuchisa lokaze kuphendukile kutsho ukuthi ukuchisa lokuzabangela inkinga eziningi ezinjengokuthi amabele amanye abe sezabhaceka kodwa nxa lingaqhubeka lisezinje amanye asafuna ukunethwa nxa angasanethwanga akuyasala kungamahlanga kuphela njalo la manzi kungaqhubeka ukuchisa kusezinje amanzi lawo azahamba masinyane lezihlahla zizawuthiswa lilanga ziswabe okuthi ingozi yona sibili sesekhona kungazake kulunge ukuthi sibi thina abantu sebesibilisilile lokho hayi siyabe siphosisa.
Kodwa njengoba usithi okuwosa kungatholakala kutsho ukuthi singathi isivuno bani sikhona nxa ukhangela ungathi singxenye kumbe vele yilokhwana nje okokubamba inyanga eyodwa?
Hayi okwesivuno mina vele kangikuboni ngitsholo nje khona okuthi esingathi bazachisa nje abantu bake badle umumbu ongavelanga irrigation
ovele masimini okonthi bazavuna avela ngiboni ngitsho la khona lapho into kungcunywa ngcunywana khona ngabe emandebeleni hayi isivuno vele angisiboni hayiela esikhulume ngazo ngoba akulalo
lo ke ngumnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla isiphatha ohlala eGwanda ubekhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 ekhona le eGwanda.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930-12080 la ku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Abalobi beZimbabwe abasakhulayo abaloba ngolimi lwesiNdebele bekwele South Africa baphakathi kokukhulumisana logatsha lwezemihloliso olweZimsec ukuze ingwalo asebezilobile zisetshenziswe ngabafundi bolimi lwesiNdebele elizweni jikelele. UBenedict Nhlapho uxoxa lomgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabalobi umnumzana Bakithi uBongani Ncube yena othi lezi nkulumo sezikusibanga esiphezulu.
Ngo-2013 amahatsha beZimbabwe abaloba ingwalo ngolimi lwesiNdebele kwele South Africa bahlala phansi babumba inhlanganiso yabo yabalobi Bakithi. Ngomnyaka ofanayo bethula ugwalo lwendatshana oluthi izigigaba zakwaNdonga ziyaduma. Ngo-2014 bahlanganyela olwenkondlo oluthi sigiya ngolwethu. Ngomnyaka olandelayo uBongani Ncube wethula olwakhe oluthi umhlaba kawulaqiniso. Kwathi uEmmanuel Folongwe wabhala oluthi angeke kwenzeke ulima zibusiso wezalo lwakhe sithi kodwa mama kwacina umeluleki Sibanda esithi kunjani nxa kunje. UBongani uthi yila amabili abaqale ngawo asebowase eZimsec ukuze asetshenziswe ezifundweni zolimi lwesiNdebele.
Ngeqiniseko ngakho ukuthi lonyaka nje kumele wonke lokho abasitshela khona aphindele bayawahlola kwebese besisho ukuthi akulungele yini ukuthi angafundwa zingane esikolweni.
Uthi ingwalo zabo lezi kukhanya semukelwa ngezandla zombili ngabeZimsec labanye abalobi bolimi lwesiNdebele abadala.
And owunye abakujabulelayo kakhulu ababhali bakithi abadala othwala nabo banibani bakujabulela ukuthi njengentsha mhlawumbe engaphandle kwelizwe sibe lo mqondo ukuthi ke sihlanganise lokho okuncane esikukhonayo sikwazi ukuziphaphishela njengenhlangano.
UBongani Ntakekho lezandla lengqondo ovinjwayo ukuba lilunga lelihlanganiso yabalobi bakithi.
Sinabaculi, sinemidlalo yamadrama, imidlalo yamashashalazi abathanda ukuactha. Asisho ukuthi sisapota abantu ababhalayo kuphela, wonke umuntu mhlawumbe uthola ukuthi akakwazi ukubhala kodwa kunokuthila kwenzayo laye uyavunyelwa ukuthi athenge ikadi lenhlangano bese sixhasana ke sisodwa.
Uthi kuningi okuzatholwa yintsha ngobunono bolimi lwesiNdebele nxa ingwalo zabo lezi sezithole ilungelo lokusetshenziswa ezikolo.
Sizamile ukuthi asikhulumele ulimi lethu njengoba lunjalo, singaluxubi nolunye ulimi. Ulimi lolimi luzimele noma nje indimi zinokuhlangahlangana kodwa esibalekela kakhulu ukuthi usebenzise ibala lokubolekwa kodwa kunelinye eliqondele yonto. So noma sigcile kumessage kodwa sifuna ukubheka kakhulu ukuthi ulimi lethu lungaxubi kakhulu esilungwini.
Abalobi laba bathi ngesikhathi lapho sekuvela imihloliso yesiNdebele okubonakala mgceke ukuthi lotshwe ngabantu abangalwaziyo ulimi lwesiNdebele kuqhakathekile ukuthi intsha isukume iqondise lezo zigwenxa. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Siyabonga ke Nhlapho. Kwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba zabesifazane.
Siyalamukela uhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga. Namuhla sixoxa lo Senator Tholakele Mahlangu Khumalo olwela amalungelo abesifazana njalo ekubandlale MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Watchman Ncube yena osanda ukuvela emhlanganweni womanyano we-United Nations khonapha eMelika obuhluza indaba eziphathelane labesifazana. Siyalamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga.
Libaphatheleni abesifazana bezimpahla?
Kunenge sibaphathele khona. Siphethe ngezomsebenzi womnotho. Amalungelo abo anjani? Ezemfundo kubomama zinjani? Siphethe njalo ezokuthi omama labo bangalinganiswa labo baba kwezinye izigaba.
kwakuyikukhuluma nje ukujulisa ingqondo kumbe laphiwa njalo lamacebo ukuthi lingakubeka njani lokho emphakathini.
Umhlangano lo esasilawo wawungokuhambelana lalokho kwanamhla kuthiwa yi-sustainable development goals. Thina-ke osasikukhuluma ukuthi kukho khonoku omama bona okwabo kuyini ukwenza ukuthi sibabe amacebo la akhiwe ngendlela efaneleyo ukuthi angeke afinyelelwa lamacebo nxa omama bengathuthukiswanga bengadlalanga eyabo ingxenye ekufanele bayiphathe. Sizakubeka ephalamenti sikumele futhi siyekhuluma labomama ezigabeni. Sathunywa ngabomama phela ukuyangena ephalamenti. Sesivela thatha lokhu ezinye izigaba lathi njengeZimbabwe siphambili kulamazwe amaningi. So sizabatshela kulokho esiphambili ngakho, sibatshele futhi lalokho esingemuva ngakho, ngoba ukwenza imithetho ngezinto zabomama, hhayi, sengikhuluma iqiniso, iZimbabwe iphambili ingezinye zamazwe aphambili. Sesine constitution phela ethi kufanele kwenziwe kunje, amanye amazwe awakabi lakho. Sesilakho futhi ukuthi sesathatha njengaZimbabwe, sathatha lokho okuthiwa yi-SADC protocol sakufaka emthethweni wakithi. IZimbabwe iyathanda ukwenza masinyane izinto, i-implementation ukwenza bese kusiba yikho kusalele emuva. Siyavuma kodwa singaze senza njengokuvumelana kwethu. Siyakubhala phansi okuthiwa ngesikhiwa yi-documentation. Hayi, iZimbabwe ngenye yamazwe aphambili kakhulu.
Lingasichasela nje ngamafitshane ukuthi kuyini obekumqoka kulezi izigaba elizivalisileyo ezemfundo lezinye.
Okukhangelisiswayo kakhulu ikufunda. Phela nxa umama bengafundanga, sesikhuluma iqiniso, bayehluleka ukuthi bangenzani, bangaziphucula njani ngesinye isikhathi. Okunye okufaneleyo kakhulu yinto yamanzi. Amanzi ne-fuel obekulayitha okokuphekisa lokhu, ngoba nxa amanzi ekhatshana omama kabaye esikolweni, kuthiwa kabaye kukha amanzi endaweni yayefunda. Siyasebenza amanzi ukukha amanzi. Ezamagetsi ezokuphekisa lezi zingekho, umama sekufuneka edinga inkuni okwesikolo, lokhu hhayi akusaqakathekilanga, osekuqakathekile zinkuni khona kuzaphekwa kudliwe. So ngezinye zimqoka ezifanele ukukhangelisiswa zona lezo, ukuthi amanzi akhona yini, ukuthi inkuni okokuphekisa kukhona yini khona umama ezathuthuka abe lesikhathi. Kungaba khona lokhu, uba lesikhathi sokuthi abale azifundise, noma abe lesikhathi sokuthunga athengise. Ngoba nxa amanzi engekho, umlilo ungekho, akula sikhathi sokuthi angathunga athengise enze imali. Uzasebenza khona ukube xotshana la manzi lenkuni ukuze apheka. Okunye izikolo, ukuthi omama ukuthi baze bafunde, izikolo zingabi khatshana phela. Izikolo zemakhandlini ziyikhatshana, abantwana bavuka ekuseni behamba 15 kilometers besiya esikolo, uyaphenduka 15 kilometers. Uyabezabe umntwana oyintombazane usuka ebusuku abuye ebusuku. Abanye sathi siyababuza elupane, amantombazane athi thina obusenza siyekele isikolo ngoba sithi nxa siphume esikolweni siphume ebusuku sithole abesilisa besicathameli ezihlahleni, basibambe izandle, basitshilatshile, nxa usala bakutshile bakutshile, uzuye uvume wena ungavumi ngoba uyabe usugciniwe kubulokhu utshilwa isandla. So ngezinye izikolo kazibe seduze zingabi khatshana.
Hayi, sibongile ukuxoxa lani kulolu hlelo.
Ngilinike okulutshwana nengesa kufundayo esifanele ukuthi ngabe siyakhuluma ngabo. Hayi, ngiyabonga Ntombente, nakusasa.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxo lo Senator Tholakele Mahlangu Khumalo olwela amalungelo abesifazana njalo ekubandla le-MGC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Watchman Ncube. Asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo olufanayo ngomgqibelo ozayo lizwe ukuthi seliphatheleni okutsha. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Hayi, siyabonga, silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Lilale.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.